for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Hey, we're the Looters.
Hey, what's up?
Looters is a sci-fi western actual play podcast using the Stars Without Number system.
We're a group of friends getting into trouble all over the universe.
So come with us if you're into adventure.
A rocket flies out of one of these ships far behind you and crashes into the wall and blows up.
There's rockets?
It's Mario Kart.
Crazy.
Intrigue.
Can I hack into the body and maybe see if they have, like, a memory data bank in their brain or some shit like that that I can access?
That'll literally.
Devastating physical injury.
Just take cover.
Okay. She's a good pilot, everyone. She's very good.
And friendship. New episodes of Looters out every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Strange happenings are occurring in the world of Exandria. Slayed creatures and beasts from days of yore are returning to the land of the living, and it's up to a band of unlikely heroes to re-slay them. Welcome to the Re-Slayer's Take.
Join Jasmine Bular, Jasmine Chung, Jasper Cartwright, and Caroline Lux alongside Game Masters Nick Williams and me, George Primavera, in this Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition role-playing adventure through Critical Role's fantasy world of Exandria. But don't worry, you won't need to know the rules to follow this story. All you need to know is that nothing the players do is scripted or planned, and their fates are determined by their own cleverness and the roll of a 20-sided die.
So what the heck are you waiting for? Adventure awaits in the Re-Slayer's Take.
New episodes drop weekly on Mondays wherever you stream your podcasts.
Previously on Dungeons & Dragons.
It's fucking Grancis. Oh. Probably could have stopped him from falling, but I just didn't want to.
Step one, get my book. Step two, money.
Money.
Step three, save the world.
You might actually need money to gather some forces. That might not be a bad idea, actually.
Do you have way to find book? It could be anywhere in the world. Where are we?
I need to make exactly a divining rod. You know, like a divining rod?
While he does that, I'm just going to cast locate object.
Yes.
Just locate object, your map begins to like bzz, bzz,
oh, bzz, bzz. And I'm like, just one sec.
Back. Your table for four is ready at the Cactus Club.
Oh wow, you went Dora the Explorer. I was going vibrator. It was two different moves. Yeah, no.
Wow, this is very different.
It's like backpack. I'm not apologizing
look
for
at the
anything.
Map. There's a glowing light. It's on the city of Greenest.
Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons. I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore. He, him. Also with me today is Amy Moore.
It is she, her, and it's my birthday on the day of this record. I don't know when you're listening to it, but retroactively think, hey, it was Amy's birthday on that day.
3 months ago as it was released.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And Carla Maxted.
She, her, playing Lipsinky Pip Diggins. I mean, why not just 3 months in the future think like happy year and a quarter birthday to Amy? Because she's great. Ooh, and yeah, she like could that use your positive vibes today. Probably.
Yeah. Also, I'm embodying Thea and Nighthunter.
Oh, yeah, characters.
I didn't. Yeah.
It's all right. Tom Laird.
Yep, here. It's Amy's birthday. Happy birthday, Amy. And I'm playing Flint Firebeard.
And joining us again today, it's Kyle Classett.
Hey, everyone. He, him. Happy birthday, Amy. And I am going to be playing Varanox. Excited to be back, of course, as always.
And today we're doing something very different. It's called a planning episode. We'll get to that in a minute. But mm-hmm. Where we especially don't do planning is over on Patreon. Patreon.com/DumbDragonCast, where that's a lie, too. We plan things and release them on a schedule so you know when they're coming. But it sounds more fun when we're just off the cuff and
yeah,
something appeared today. It's great. It's fun. It's mysterious. But when you are a patron, you get an episode dedicated to you. Like today's patron, Cesarus.
Cesarus.
Thanks.
Thanks, Cesarus.
Thank you, Cesarus. Join us today at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast for all of the planning that we do over there. And now, fuck it, let's play.
Or plan.
How do we plan? First question.
Ooh, great question.
We have not done this before.
Not our strong suit.
So,
not successfully.
I mean, I remember thinking of plans and then not implementing them at all.
So
is that?
I was planning to plan.
I think it counts.
Yeah,
totally counts.
I love canceling plans. Oh. Is that something?
Ooh. Me too.
Oh my God.
So good.
Let's not go to the abyss.
What do you, what right? happens when
just
you get five
there.
Millennials in a Google Meet? Nothing. They've likely canceled already. Yeah. On you.
All right. Let's set the scene a couple different ways. One, as characters. Thea, Nighthunter, Lipsinky, Flint, Varanox, Grancis, and Donnie are all characters that are in this potential scene that we're seeing kind of two different layers of for ourselves. There's the characters in world in an inn in Greenest around a table with a big map sprawled out. Varanox drawing big lines and X's and... skulls,
dash marks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, looks like a football playbook. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Exactly.
Or here be monsters, and that's just the whole thing.
Yeah, there be monsters, everywhere be monsters,
especially there.
And as we zoom in on these super obscure details that we don't know yet, we zoom back out to us, the players playing the characters. Look at this meta play.
Look at it.
Now we're just five friends. Sitting talking about what's on that map.
Yeah.
Because Russ doesn't know what's on that map. So we're going to world build this abyss together, and then Russ is going to take all these great ideas that we come up with and make them more dangerous.
Yeah. And use them to kill us.
Because there's
going to
be bunnies. And there.
No, don't make anything. It's just like Ghostbusters. Don't picture something fun and cute. Yep. It just will be bad.
That's true.
So we'll start off. The goal... is the bringing down of Orcus and the Abyss. The layer of the Abyss, Kyle, you might have this more quickly than I do. I can't remember where Orcus lives.
In Orcusville.
Orcus Town, I believe it is.
Oh, man.
That's Waterdeep.
Literally trying to look it all up right now. Yeah.
Orcus, Lair,
Vale.
Abyss.
Like, which layer of the abyss?
Thanatos, the 113th layer of the abyss.
How many layers of the abyss are there?
114.
Okay.
Doesn't he live in the 114th?
Penthouse?
Well, it gets more cool the farther down you go.
The second coolest person?
He's the second coolest.
Being? Who is the coolest?
Demogorgon.
Who is
technically cooler than Orcus.
Oh, the Stranger Things guy. All right.
Yeah.
In a sense. Yeah. Yeah.
It's exactly like that.
Exactly like that. If that's what you want to picture, that's what you see. So to give a description of what Thanatos is. Thanatos. Not to be confused with Thanos.
Yeah, it's very similar.
Thanos toast.
Thanos.
Delicious
Dang
breakfast
it,
to start the day.
Thanos. I type Thanos into the D&D Beyond searcher.
They're like, wrong IP. Wow,
get out of here, nerd.
Yeah, Wizards officially now is like this guy.
So Thanatos, this lair was a land of ruin and death with sterile heaths, black forests, and desolate mountains filled with ruins and scattered tombs inhabited by a variety of undead. The demon lord Orcus, the prince of the undeath, ruled Thanatos.
Jeez, just a prince?
That's why he's striving for more.
I mean, in our story, he makes leaps and bounds really quickly. He's got maintained a second lair in a fortress city of Narratir, the city of the undead.
Mm-hmm.
Quiet, cold, and mostly empty city. City of the dead is what I meant to say.
But you figure it would be city of the undead because...
Yeah, and what's that called again?
Narratir, N-A-R-A-T-Y-R, Narratir.
Of course there was a mystery Y in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course.
That is surrounded by an icy moat fed by the River Styx. The city also used with to a Y. Be...
Yep. Just like the band. That's not right. Like the Greek fable or anything like that.
No, just the band.
Just the band. Just the band.
It's all based off of the band.
Yeah. The Greek story came later.
And here's a great descriptor. The inner walls of the central castle of bone were made of flesh and decorated with carpets made of hair.
What kind of
Merkin
hair?
City?
Like
we'll find out.
It's Merkin City. It's just pubes.
Perfect.
He hires a lot of mercenaries. What can we say?
Yep. Sounds like a Sully job.
Let's take a moment here, because who has the information as far as the abyss in world is Varanox and Lipsinki from a future standpoint. Things might be different in the past, but more or less the same.
Yeah.
And Grancis has more of the other side sort of perspective.
Mm.
Yeah. The prison.
Not free to roam around side.
Yeah. And I guess Lipsinki has both of those.
Yes.
True.
Yeah. So what's your plan of attack?
Well, I say we just go in guns blazing.
Right? Stroll on down Main Street and challenge him to a fight.
Oh, hey.
Make my way downtown, killing the workers.
Okay, plan A, guns a-blazing.
Okay.
Well, you've got to have some extreme plan, right? Yep. You need somewhere to be like, Amy, that's ridiculous.
And now we can take three steps removed from that and work out a real plan. Yeah.
Exactly. Right.
Although, so how birthday plan, we might just have to go with it, guys.
Maybe.
It is my special day.
Yep. What was going to be a several episode arc is now just going to be one, and it's
we all die.
To walk in, pew pew, and they're gone.
Oh, I could die for a lot longer than 12 minutes.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Also, there's a lot of characters in the scene, so it would take quite a while for us to die.
Yeah.
So how do we picture getting there?
Well, Varanox would definitely bring up the fact that, like, dead beasts periodically animate as undead mockeries of their former selves. So, you know, pretty much just be careful everywhere. And if we could mask ourselves as undead.
Ooh, could I turn myself into an undead something?
I don't think you can because of your distinct hatred for undead.
Yeah.
Because druids like life.
That is true. We do... do like life.
Yeah. Not that I want to nix that idea, but I do, you know, there is
there's no bad ideas.
There's no bad ideas. Yeah, absolutely. So druid, wild shape into undead, but also walking dead, just cover yourself
in goo.
Yeah.
Could gooify ourselves.
So there's two different places. There's Thanatos, and then there's this, there's the city of the dead, the second layer, which looks like there's a direct run down the river Styx. Any interest in going down the river Styx?
Ooh, we could do a whitewater rafting situation.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, fun.
Could be a good, like, skills challenge.
Yeah.
I'd want our
down for that.
I'd want some tour guides. I think we need to bring back who? Japes and
Japes and Flanks.
Flanks. That's right.
Are they dead? I didn't think so. But,
no, I don't think so. They're fine.
They're in the background of the scene right now. Yeah. Always there, always present, but never there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Perfect.
So, first step, we got to commandeer Karen's boat. And that's what we use. So, first thing, defeating the ferryman of the dead.
Right.
Defeat or persuade.
Or persuade.
Because I do think that he requires payment.
That's what, two coins on the eyes.
And is unjudgmental as to, like, all he does is take people on the boat.
It's true. Yeah.
And if we look like we're dead, even more of a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Charon's not going to be like, I don't know about these dead guys. No, they're just dead guys. Let's go.
Yeah.
Now, I know you didn't say this, but I heard you call it Karen's boat.
Yeah. Because I like to imagine that Karen is very, very upset.
She's got a short bob. She wants to be the manager. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm all for both ways. I don't know.
Karen the fairy woman.
Yeah. No, I just pictured, the meme. Yeah. Yeah. Sure. Karen's boat. Hmm, interesting. Okay.
She'd like to speak to our manager.
Who said you could be on this boat? It's like, well, it's your boat. You're the manager. I don't care.
Ooh, I can change my appearance.
Yeah, without becoming the thing, right? So.
Without becoming the thing. Yeah. My basic shape can stay the same.
Oh, yeah.
And I can just change my appearance however I wish, so I can look as dead as I want to.
Awesome.
So
yeah.
Okay, so far we've got a plan of looking like the dead or undead, defeating the ferryman of the dead, or persuading them, one or the other. Probably better to try and persuade before you try and defeat them.
Yeah.
A before B. Then,
except after C.
Yeah.
For Sharon.
So that would take you right to, in theory, right to the fortress.
Cool. How do we get to the River Styx? Let's work in reverse a little, shall we? So we figured out how to get to the fortress.
Well, first you start with too much time on your hands.
Too much.
Yeah.
Well, you got to go into hell, I do believe.
Right. Is there like a big green
courses
tube
through getting across
somewhere
the
that we can Mario
like a Mario tube? I'm into it. Yeah.
I know the perfect Mario tube to hell.
Yeah.
Who would have information about the River Styx? Anybody reasonably? Varnox, maybe, because you might have traversed it.
Yeah.
I mean, Thea may have read about it at the library.
Well, what about, what's Gransus?
Gransus likely would. Okay, let's make a history roll. Let's roll some dice here. See what our characters are.
Okay, let's see. Thea knows shit. She just rolled a one.
Okay.
So seems happy reasonable. Birthday to me.
Francis knows something. So we got a 17.
Varnox got an 18.
15.
Okay. Four before bonus, so just fine. Right.
Night Hunter got a 10.
Okay.
So Thea and Night Hunter are going to be pretty useless.
Knowledge necessarily not complete, but you know that touching or tasting the water can shatter a creature's intellect and personality, as well as potentially strip away its memories.
Well, we have all seen the scene with Dumbledore and Harry Potter and him forcing the water into his mouth, man. Like, you don't want to do it.
No.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The scene scarred me for life.
Yeah. Oh, so if worse comes to worse, we can just have the ferryman drink the water.
Perfect.
Dumbledore style.
Yeah. Dumbledore style, yeah.
Just force it.
Splash it on him or something.
Yeah.
Okay, so we need to bring a bucket. Or a small cup of some kind.
Hey, put a bucket on your list.
Oh, I don't want to carry a bucket around
with
me.
Wait, it's a bucket list?
I bet Japes has one.
I mean, it makes sense. We are going to the Abyss to fight Orcus. So.
I bet Japes has one.
Yeah.
You know what?
I guarantee Japes has one.
Anything we don't want to carry, just say Japes has it, and it'll be fine.
Who needs a bag of holding when you've got Japes?
That's right.
Well, I mean, when you've got rations and a mess kit, I'm sure you've got a cup.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
A little mug with a handle, metal, you know. Probably carabiner to my pack.
There you go.
So River Styx poses some problems in and of itself, but getting there, you're at the fortress, which as far as Varnox would be concerned or Lipsinky would be concerned, would be less guarded than going to Thanatos, the plane where he would exist otherwise.
Hold on. Isn't the city in Thanatos?
Yes. No.
Yes.
I thought so. It's a city. It's a stronghold within Thanatos.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I said.
Which is, Narratir, which is on Thanatos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. Take that again.
Well, that's
it takes
okay.
you straight to the city within. So it bypasses the hurdles of traversing the lair itself, but also puts them all right behind you. Something to consider.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country. Like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. but because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Not saying it's right or wrong.
Okay.
Just knowing that if something goes sour, there's probably a trigger that brings them all towards.
I get the feeling that's kind of just going to be our whole experience in the Abyss.
Yeah.
That's perfectly honest with you.
Can grants us like dimension door us just like to the front door?
Oh,
hey,
no.
Grancis, can you dimension Doris just like right to the front door?
I mean, I can plan a shift, but can only do that once.
Okay.
And then we're there.
One way ticket to hell.
Or maybe we save that.
Maybe it needs to be the end thing, like a get
then
out of.
Then you need to have a nap until you can do it again.
Right.
Sleep more than a nap, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think not getting split up is a good idea. Mm.
That is a good idea.
You know, no running off, trying to be hero. Thea is staring down Night Hunter and Glim. Glim's not there.
Yeah, no Glim.
No. So just staring down Night Hunter, I suppose.
Just in your mind, you're staring down Glim.
That's right. We separated them because the tension was too much.
Glim's like, ow, someone's thinking about me.
Totally.
Now, I can only do that once I get my book, but we'll talk about that later. So we don't want to split the party.
No.
No. We need to stick together, and especially when we're within a mile of the throne room, that's when things start going a little sideways in the heads of most people. If you're not a follower or blessed or something, you wind up with some madness going on, which would be good for no one.
That is good to know.
Is there a way to not do that?
Not go mad?
Yeah.
I do not know, to be honest. I never had to worry about it.
Roll high?
You want to get high before we go, Grancis?
Yeah, baby.
All right, you do that.
Grancis, are you high right now?
Take some edibles and let's go.
Take some edibles. We'll wait 2 hours, then we'll go.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
No, you can let it hit you halfway into the journey. It's
That's
fine.
A good idea, yeah. Everything's fine until it's not. It's the wrong strain.
If you wait, you won't go on the journey. You'll just stay home and eat chips.
Sounds like a journey.
I mean, it sounds delightful.
We all have our own personal journeys,
which
don't we?
Which circles back to Kyle's original idea, let's not go to the Abyss. So.
Oh, yeah. If we could just, I mean, I know they sent us all here to do this one particular task, which is super important, but if we could just like.
But like chips?
I mean, imagine how many chips we could eat if we just let Orcus take over the world. It'd be fine.
Would there be any chips?
Eventually. You get on board with Orcus, then we can have the undead make chips and we'll be like, oh yeah, here you go. It'd be good.
No, remember, Orcus is just going to kill you. And then you won't care about chips or anything.
Right. I forgot.
That's okay. So we need to get to hell. I wonder if there's like someone maybe in town that.
Is there some sort of phrase we can say three times while looking in a mirror?
Ooh, yeah.
Bloody Mary.
So the River Styx courses through the lower plane. So it goes through the Abyss and Avernus. So entrances.
So we just have to get to Avernus.
Entrances into Avernus, a well-known one in Baldur's Gate.
I know that one well.
Yeah. Knowledge about Avernus. And it's where Tiamat is. So that's fun.
And we didn't destroy her.
No, you sent her back to Avernus.
Fuck. I don't want to go there, you guys. Listen. Tiamat and we have this, like, bit of a feud. It may not be a great idea for her
bit
to
of
know.
A thing.
Just a little thing. She killed my best friend. No big deal. But, like, wouldn't it be just the most awful thing ever if Tiamat got wind of what we were doing and joined forces with Orcus? Wouldn't that be just terrible?
I don't think Amy understands how earmuffs work.
No, I don't.
Amy just tried to put her hands on my headphoned ears in order to block sound.
I could have smacked your headphones off your ears, but I thought that's pretty aggressive.
I would have
for
loved
someone
to see
who
that,
just
actually.
Muscles, so.
It's right. My birthday.
It's right. It's what I want.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Don't write that down.
Don't write what down? Happy birthday?
Anything about Tiamat.
Don't write that down.
Anything having to do with Tiamat.
That's
like
a whole other page. It's not even, I'm not even there anymore. So you find a way to get to the River Styx.
Are we trying to figure out how?
I feel like
the point right now?
Wouldn't Varanox seems to be able to leave because he was just out on a field trip. Doing
a special
stuff
door
with,
or something
with Frimsbane.
Yeah, how would Varanox come and go?
You know, to report back to his head honcho.
Seeing if there was anything on the wand of Orcus, but I'm not seeing anything specific that's like, hey, go back to hell.
Yeah, like if you slam it on the ground, does it immediately open like, I don't know, like a tube slide to hell? Because that'd
know.
Be great if it
Let
did.
Let me check. Wonk.
And he's gone.
Oh, shit.
Sorry, guys.
That sucked.
I'll see you in 3 to 4 weeks.
Too far.
Is that how long it takes to get there?
And back. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's the round trip that gets you. Getting back there is pretty quick. It's getting out. That's the...
Yeah, a lot of connecting flights on your way out.
Let's come up with something, because obviously Varanox can come and go.
That's a ship right
couple's
there.
Name.
Right? Varanox can come and go. Do we imagine that to be some sort of teleportation, some sort of portal magic? We've been big on portal magic with the Abyss.
I mean, probably sure. Portal magic.
Yeah. Yep. It has kind of been the way.
They're probably like hidden portals all over the place. You can go wherever you please.
I'm going to argue as Varanox here, using the one straight to the front door, maybe not the greatest idea, because there'd be like an immediate alarm.
Yeah, for sure.
And we'd want to like acclimate. We don't want to get whatever the
immediate madness.
Thanatos version of the bends are. We need to just like work our way into it a little
into
bit.
It.
That's right.
I mean, honestly, the bends are pretty terrible. It's probably kind of the same.
Yeah. Hell bends.
Yeah.
Hell bends.
If I have a ring that's like, okay, yeah, let me just go there. Perhaps we can reach out to some kind of magical person and be like, hey, can you change where this drops me off?
Sure.
We adjust this demonic magical item.
Do we want to send Varanox in? As like
we could say, I go ahead and clear a
grease
path.
The wheels, pave the way.
Well, yeah, or just like hang with Orcus or like whatever.
Knock out the security guards in the tower.
Well, right. And just kind of like I don't know, go in, be cool guy on Orcus side. Hey, what are you guys doing here?
Leave a window unlatched.
Yeah, and then we show up, and then Orcus is like, who the fuck are these people? And you're like, I don't know, except I do, motherfucker. And then, like, oh, what? And then Orcus is like, I had no idea. And then we were like, that's right, he's been on our side the whole time. And then
Varanox rips off his mask, and he's Ashton Kutcher. He's like, you got punks!
Oh, shit. I did not see that
one
coming.
I was not expecting that.
Where's my Von Dutch hat? Give it to me.
So, like, something like that?
I'm game to try to figure that out.
Okay.
Pretty much like set the path for y'all. It's like, I'll go ahead, leave you some breadcrumbs. You get down there, we'll rendezvous.
My only worry is, will he turn on us?
Yeah, what if he turns when he's out of our sight?
I don't know. He got that magic memory horse.
That's true.
The magic memory horse.
I mean, I'm assuming that's the title of the episode, Russ, is Magic
that's
Memory
magical
Horse.
Magical Memory Horse is coming to take you away from here to the Abyss. I mean, we send him back alone, and he gets the Orcus madness.
Oh, maybe. But, you know, carrying the Wand of Orcus, I haven't experienced any issues with that. So there's probably some kind of exception provided to the upper echelon of servants.
Right. He probably wants you in your right mind.
How does Orcus get information?
Is he psychic? Can he read minds?
Well, sometimes the wand may communicate back to him. So
what the fuck?
You know, there is that. We could work on destroying it too. So wait, I mean, wow. I'm probably already busted.
Wow.
Wait, give me the wand.
He puts it in a closet.
No, this is a good idea.
You put
wand in closet, it is fine, it does no longer listen?
No, it's sleeping now.
Wrap it in cloak, something.
Okay.
So this entire time, we've been talking...
Little baby, don't say a word.
Are you swaddling it?
You told me to wrap it in a cloak.
That's very weird. All this time, we've been talking plan. How to defeat Orcus. This thing, perhaps, talks to Orcus back, and he knows whole plan now. You are no longer good pawn to use as surprise good guy in bad guy.
I mean, it at least talks to me. It communicates with me, like, you know, in the mind brain. Hasn't mentioned about getting back to Orcus or anything like that, but it definitely hears me.
Well, so when we're a team in the future, Orcus isn't really a micromanager. Like, we kind of just, you know,
it's true,
trust us to do our own thing and get the tasks done in our own unique and special and evil and extra cool way.
Sounds like a really good boss.
He is.
Surprisingly, yes. But I mean, mostly just kind of like to the two of us. The rest of the world, pretty bad. Yeah,
how is health benefit? Ilium would have liked that. That was a good one. I will write that down.
But in this time, is he, like right now, is he waiting for you to get back to him and say...
Oh yeah, you were just on a thing.
Report on what happened. You were just on a mission. Do you need to get back to him? Or are you going to just kind of roll up at your own time? Because that will sort of, you know, depend if you need to get back soon or he'll be suspicious.
I mean, who better to bring back in my endeavor with, God, he's already dead and I just can't even remember his name because he made no impression upon me. But,
Thelonious Primsbane?
Yes, that's...
Yeah, cocky motherfucker.
That's it. Now, in my endeavor to figure out if he'd be a good servant for Orcus in our time of need, I capture the heroes that managed to stave off Tiamat. What an offering that would be to bring upon the Demon Lord. As my prisoners.
Oh, and then we are not prisoners. And then we attack.
Yes. No, yes, yes. Absolutely. That's right. Yes, you're not actually prisoners. Sorry, I'm working on it. I promise.
Oh, I'm worried.
It's just so hard
working with turncoats.
It's a hard adjustment to make to, you know, you've been just Orcus for years and years, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, actually, maybe that guy kind of sucks. And it's just hard, you know, when he gives you all your power and everything cool you can do is because of him. It is a bit
Lipsinky,
hard.
I knew you before Orcus had his claws in you, and you were amazing and awesome then.
Orcus had his claws in her then, too.
Yeah. At Blackpool?
I mean, Francis, we haven't really...
Look, fair enough. Sorry.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, Francis and I also...
That was yours to reveal. My bad.
Wow.
Spent a lot of time together. Well, so all those cool powers that I have... I mean,
The claws, the sword, the shovel, the digging.
Orcus was kind of my fiend guy that. So I didn't know then. I didn't know in Blackpool. So, but then I got down there, and then. So technically.
All right. Well, now I'm confused. Now, when you were, we saved you from Blackpool. Wait a minute. Varnox. Well,
tried to.
Well, I mean, she could have still been in that cell with the, you know.
I mean, you definitely saved me from the jail.
Yeah. Not from other things, but like Varnox, was it all just a ruse? Were you even in trouble?
Oh, well, I don't even know. Funny, I don't think we've, all our conversations together, Varnox, I don't think we ever even talked about this. Did you know? Because that was sort of a deal that I guess Orcus and I had made, but.
Wait, you made a deal with Orcus and he still sent you down to live in the prison with him?
Fiends are fun.
I mean, to be fair, Lipsinky, I just met you, so I have no clue what you're talking about.
Oh.
Well, Blackpool hasn't even happened yet.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what I'm trying to get up and going.
Time-fuckery.
Of course, yeah. It's hard. I mean, you do look a bit younger, but it's you're eternally youthful, so it's a little bit hard to tell.
Thank you.
When did Lipsinky get captured? Pretty quick? Soon? How far along is Blackpool?
Do you have it on your to-do list?
Oh, I mean, it's one of the next things. I was going to have Prim's Bane go and, you know, draw some attention away, and that was my first target to get things started up, to start, you know, kind of a home base of my old home.
Hey, if you're not inherently evil, and we do a better job of saving you, we could have two yous.
Two Lipsinkies?
Yeah. Wow. Would that fuck things up? Would your mind explode? Is someone going to die? How does time work? No, time travel. I know how time itself works. Thank you. She looks over at Night Hunter, who's like pointing up at the sun, is like showing the moves. Sun goes down. Yeah, I know how time works. But like, would that be like, do you think if you met you,
I mean, you know, I didn't know
10 years ago.
In Blackpool, I didn't know. I hadn't, like, we didn't meet at a crossroads, and I signed away my soul or anything. Just, I mean, does the world explode if I see another version of myself?
It's a great question.
I'm not.
Maybe
that
that's
would
in
be,
Francis's book. Maybe there's something about that. Like, if you see yourself from another time. Because, I mean, in that respect, we could have another one of me, another one of Flint. We could have, who else was on that journey with us?
Well, isn't that where you met? I mean, he didn't have a name then when we were in adjoining cells, the prison, but the big guy made of the.
Oh, yeah.
What was his name?
Beefy Boy.
Beefy Boy. That's right.
Well, I think that's just what we called him at the time.
That's a fun nickname.
It's a good one. Lex, I think, is the name
right.
that.
Yes.
Yes.
Lex is, yeah, where he ended
I kind of like
up.
The other one better.
Well, I mean, that's a beefy boy. But would that be, you know, like, I mean, the whole world hangs in the balance. If we're able to get duplicates of ourselves. Russ put us in this fucking situation.
And he's not here. And
he's not here.
Now this is what we're doing, Russ.
Now this is what we're doing.
You think you can go pee in the middle of our planning session? Well, you can't.
No, you cannot.
Because now this is what we've decided.
Here's the plan.
You shouldn't have left us alone,
Russ. No, you shouldn't have. Okay, we are going to go to Blackpool. We are going to get ourselves. And we are going to...
Because then we'll have another...
This is Lipsinky and Lex. Yes, we're going to go
get... I mean, lower
get,
level versions of all of them. But.
Yeah. We're going to get ourselves, and we are going to infiltrate the abyss, like, with multiples of ourselves. Think of the fuckery
we could
do. And
a portal opens there. Because that's how lip syncing gets.
Yes.
There
is something kind of already that's perfect. That's why I'm choosing it. There's something that's like perfect for that event. And not a lot of the townsfolk know about it, but built on top of, you know, time, ages,
We totally accidentally let lip syncing get sucked through a portal in Blackpool. So we could get sucked through that portal. Huh?
Hey. Just to bring it up, there's a real, a person that I don't care to work with, but maybe. I don't know if Shangalar would turn coat.
Oh, fuck that guy.
But if not, we still need to consider that.
I mean,
that dude could show up like that.
You don't, that guy, you don't know this yet, but that guy, you know how... You have probably already suspect he's a bit of a dick.
Oh, total. Yeah,
he definitely is. He, like, tries to go rogue. There's this whole pyramid thing. It's, I mean.
He trapped us for 10 years in a pyramid. We missed your whole ascension to power. The whole thing.
I mean, it was actually, okay, I know I said he was a dick, but that part was actually pretty funny because we were in there and then he, like, you and I kind of just dip in at the end and whatever, and we've basically destroyed everything they know and love. And
that sounds great.
And they're not even, they don't even know
about
it. It's
real hilarious, guys.
And then, I mean.
Oh, yeah, sounds like good time.
I'm sorry. Like I said, it's really hard sometimes to.
That is okay. Take all that anger and wanting to destroy and just destroy the hardest thing to destroy. Orcus, I assume.
My love
not
for
not as
Orcus?
Hard as me. What?
Nothing, nothing, nothing. I didn't. No. There's no love for Orcus here. Not anymore.
Hello.
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 Well, a few of us were doing that.
I mean, there was a. There was a note there. Yep. Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Middle. We're here now, and we're talking about how we have an amazing community, and we want you to be a part of it. We hit 100 patrons!
Hell yes! Woo!
I
still can't believe it.
I know. It's insane. Russ has really been working overtime on all his fake people, especially since we've met so many of them in various ways. Like, wow, Russ, it's amazing.
After a point, you have to realize it's not just me with several different masks on in different Zoom windows.
That Mission Impossible mask tech is pretty,
right. It's
pretty
really
incredible.
Come a long way.
I think I would have noticed before now.
Well, he's that good.
I'm that good. What are we doing at 100 patrons? We are having a live show.
Hell yeah, so you motherfuckers better be there. So that's the energy Russ told me to bring to this. Yeah,
that's how Russ told us to approach it.
Before I started the barber shop quartet.
Yeah,
it really swung like a complete 180.
It did, but I felt like someone said motherfuckers and it needs to be said again. And by that, I mean you lovely motherfuckers.
So with that, the date is not quite set as we record this or release this. It will be set by the end of day on June 30th, but it's looking like a date later in July. And we hope that you can come join us because guess what? If it's one of those dates later in July, we have several people on the hook to come join us.
Yeah, we do.
What? Yeah.
Regular cast member Kyle Classic.
Yeah.
Regular cast member Kristen Flemons.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
And not regular cast member, but we wish he was, Cicero Holmes.
Yeah.
Yay. Yes.
And we're very excited to hopefully welcome all of those people back to the table when we play the improv live show that we want you to be at. Patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. We've got a new goal up there, which we're just ironing out as we speak. We're heading into a very important business meeting, and it'll be up on Patreon. Hopefully by the time you hear this. Soon after. Regardless. There's another goal coming.
Don't hold Russ to that. It'll be up at some point.
And
but
it's
right now,
be great.
Live show. So sign up so you can be there and give us suggestions and help us make fools of ourselves.
And just have some laughs with us.
Yeah,
and
so fun.
And see our dumb faces. And the faces of our wonderfully not dumb guests.
That's right.
And my crying dog.
Because we love to hang out with you, and we can do that at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. Okay, bye now.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Love you, motherfuckers.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
You make it really hard to trust you.
I'm sorry. It's still okay. Fresh.
No, we get it. It's still new.
Oh, yeah. We threw this on you like 45 minutes ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
But 4 days ago. 4 days and 45 minutes ago.
Some time where it's still fresh.
Yeah. I get it. Fuck you, Russ.
So that's our plan now.
So
also, Russ, okay, feel free to just completely.
No, it's happening. He did multiple timelines to us. Well, obviously, the counter move to this is to go find our alter time selves,
yeah,
and develop an awesome team of ourselves.
I will
to
just
defeat
point out
the bad person
that in hindsight, we're acting like this is something we're doing to Russ, but really it's something we're doing to ourselves.
Yes,
because
yeah,
then we're
no.
all going to be playing multiple characters and multiple versions.
There's
of
only
those characters.
One way that this podcast can end.
There's only one Night Hunter, though, so that's good.
That's true.
It's with each of your own characters killing each other? What?
No.
I knew we shouldn't have planned anything.
I know. See? This is why we don't do this. It's never work. We make it so much more complicated.
Well, and I just think that it just like fits with everything. The whole thematic thing that we're going with, which is like, why not make it as convoluted and weird as possible?
That's a theme?
It is now. Well, okay. Ask anybody. Yeah. Who listens to this podcast?
100%.
If we want to follow through with things like, you know, Varnox could go forth and like grease the wheels a little bit while you get your identibuddies all lined up and on board, or he can roll with you. Either way, depends on where we want to land that plan.
So if Blackpool isn't set up yet, Varnox has to go set it up.
That's true.
Which means he has to enact a large portion of his and his boss's plan.
Right. Which is to make turn that the whole city work. Undead.
Right.
Which also will make Orcus,
I mean, the city's
stronger.
Kind of already undead, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, yeah, he has to make the portal work. I'm just saying these things out loud. These are all information that we know.
It's true.
Has to make the portal work, which is a pivotal point in making all of the portals work that kind of cascade out, that bring about Orcus's rise.
Okay, hold on.
Not saying it's a bad idea. I am down for
Sounds
it if
like
that's the
idea.
Way you want to go.
Hold on. No, I still want to go in this direction, but perhaps instead of him going ahead and setting it up, we find another way to get there, but we still intercept our people. Like, can we just
you're
like
destined, you really are hard driven to get two of yourselves playing the same characters in every scene from now until the end of the podcast.
You're gonna have to double track everything you record, you know that.
I'll just make a copy of my character and name it Thea 1 and Thea 2. No one will know.
Then they'll argue between each other. Why am I 2 and why are you 1?
Probably. There will be a slap fight at one point.
From a strictly above board production side of this, I see a huge problem with that.
Yeah.
But what?
Russ, there's so many red flags with this plan.
I know. I don't like it. So
okay, then we're definitely going ahead with this. You guys get on board.
Yeah, well,
Russ doesn't
that's
like
fine.
It. No, I'm just kidding.
I like the Blackpool plan. The finding yourselves plan is going to be a difficult one to play out. Like, hardcore.
Yeah, what in about, an auditory.
What about finding just another Gransus? Once we get down to the abyss, isn't he down
about?
There?
We got the
he
Gransus,
is down there.
Need.
He is. No, he is.
He's down there.
Oh, he's not.
No, he's not.
Yep, he is.
soon as we do the ghost seat.
I hate
Because remember, Francis died before Tiamat. Yeah, died long before Tiamat.
Yeah.
And then was like wandering around the ghostly plane, pissing off ghosts for a while. And then got sucked in by Tom's Orcus ghost character, who after
was
that pulled
tricks.
Him into the abyss, basically.
Right.
Yeah.
What if, adjacent plan. If Varnox now knows that this first portal is like the beginning of the portals, that like we do want to stop Orcus and I guess destroy Orcus, but we also could work on stopping the plan, not just the man.
Yes.
Or not just the eternally naked being.
If you
whatever.
Want to interact with yourselves in this plane, might I posit an alternate view where the goal is to not bring them along with you, buddy cop style, but to set a course for them to alter their progression through the timeline?
You leave that lip-syncy bitch inside of her.
Put a banana peel in front of Varnox and like...
Exactly. Because for them... The key turning point where shit goes sideways, jump 10 years in the future, is going to
Calimport.
Sham Gamalums.
Yeah.
Although, if we already have this timeline's Varanox on our side and are not going to Blackpool, then they're already on a different course, right?
Because they won't find...
Well, they stumble across Blackpool, yeah.
Yeah, but if there's no portal there that's been set up, then ultimately, like... Their course going forward is already drastically changed.
Yep.
Unless we set the portal
time streams.
We set the portal up to give them motivation to take out the other portals. So I still get to set a portal up.
So the reason you go to Blackpool, if I remember correctly, is because trade had stopped. No.
There was some, it wasn't like, it's a city of the undead, because we didn't find out.
You stumbled into it, because
you
guys were
coming
back from...
Yeah, I feel like
you
guys were just on the way from taking New Lara's body home.
Yeah, back to Waterdeep.
Yeah.
Stumbled in, were brought in, and then kind of found some weird shit happening, and then took that information back to Waterdeep. Yeah, that's what happened.
Okay, so...
Yeah, the trade thing was Mooklim and Sully coming from...
I could even pose as the villain, and they oh no, you beat me, I retreat, and don't even bother going to those other portals that I've set up, bah!
Well, they might just want to kill
really
you.
Really selling it.
Oh, I would escape. It's easy. I obviously did it before.
Yeah,
I exist in the future, so.
Well, not anymore.
Well, yeah. You're not helping me want to stay on your side by saying stuff like that, though.
Well, no, you want you to stay on our side.
Yeah, but I could.
You've
just
already
make one
died
more
for the cause.
Portal. Just one more portal. Yeah. Just one more.
Yeah, but don't you got to kill a bunch of people to make that portal? I don't know if I can, I don't know if I can sign off on that.
More people are going to die if I don't make that portal.
Yeah, I know.
And you know.
I know. It's like the...
There's a cart barreling down a road and it splits off. One people,
no
five
right
people.
There's no right answer. Anybody out? Like, I feel like I'm making this choice for us and I shouldn't be. Flint, any thoughts?
I mean, I don't love setting a portal up.
Have you ever tried it?
Rather, that just didn't happen at all.
Maybe you just haven't
have
tried
you ever
it.
Done it.
Maybe it hasn't been the right portal for you.
I mean, it's entirely possible. But yeah, it doesn't really sound like a great plan.
All right, so to recap, we've got the river Styx, where if you touch the water, you might get stupid. We've got Varnox's ringy portal, but we got to find somebody to... You know, switch him a dipshit and take a left at Albuquerque, and away you go.
Mm-hmm.
We've got continue Orcus's plan.
Yeah.
And go to the portal at Blackpool.
I mean, no.
Yeah, no.
Right.
I mean, when you put it that way.
I guess when you say it like that, Grancis, it does seem like, well, that's kind of... Probably not exactly.
Take a step back to take three forward. That's how I'm looking at it, you know.
So, I don't know. What do we, like, GPS on the ring, or what do we...
Well, grants us, if we get your book back, is this something that you could finagle?
Oh, well, I could take a look at it. I'm not really an artificer, so to speak, but I could cross some wires.
No.
Or we could find somebody who knows. You Maybe guys have an artificer friend somewhere, don't you? No, that's Mooklim and Sully.
No.
We've met so many people, it's hard to keep track of them all.
Or? Not whore.
I said or.
Or.
Cuss.
I have a... Right, before sorry. Everything.
He's got so many gadgets.
He's got so many gadgets. Ozark?
Ozark!
The bazaar?
Yeah.
With the Guild of Nine Shadows, which we blew up at the end of Rise of Tiamat?
Yeah, I wonder where he's at now.
Oh, no. Let's go further back in time.
I don't know if we do know an artificer. I feel like the only artificer I've played with has been Gabe in a game time.
I'm sure we could pay an artificer.
Yeah.
I'm sure there just is, like, they're around, right?
I could threaten an artificer.
There is
artificer.
It
is a job, yes.
Yeah.
This is before, the world hasn't ended. There still is, like, commerce.
We just got to find a cool one that's, like, understands, like, hey, you're changing where in hell we show up. It already takes me to hell, so you don't have to feel like a, you know, a problem with it. It's not conflicting. You're just changing where I'm going.
There's not too much to do.
Yeah, and if you don't, I'll kill you.
Oh,
I
no,
mean,
no, no.
No, sorry. I won't.
Yeah.
I don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Unless I need to.
We're coming up on...
oh, God.
Coming up on about a 50-minute mark here.
I think if we can change where the ring takes us, try to get us as close to River Styx and go from there.
We probably shouldn't fuck around with potentially just continuing Orgus's plan and setting off a chain of events that's going to allow him to gain power just as quickly as he has before. So, like, maybe this will be a bit of an interruption. Maybe you go down there and, like, go ahead a little bit, being all like, it's a problem at Blackpool, yada, yada.
I mean, lying to Orcus is difficult, but at the same time, I could always say, well, Primsbane proved complicated and slowed down my process. I'm seeking out other alternatives. Unfortunately, Blackpool is being pushed back a couple of weeks, but give me some time, and I'm sure I'll be able to make the next deadline.
Just prove that it's still on the roadmap, and everything will be good.
Yeah, yeah. We've had to put it on the back burner for now.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So find an artificer. Get the ring fixed.
Get some disguise kits so we can look and smell like the undead.
Yes. Yeah.
Stinky disguise kits. Got it.
Teleport us down to...
River Styx.
River Styx.
A location thereon.
Varnox goes ahead.
Does Varnox go ahead?
Well,
Varnox
do you?
Varnox goes ahead.
Well, because I mean, like, once you're down there... Is it not all just available to you because you live there?
Did we like the prisoner routine? I've been a prisoner down there before.
Could do the prisoner routine.
Prisoner down there currently, though, Grancis. That could be a problem.
Broken out. Right.
Yeah.
I am a prisoner down there right now.
Okay, so you need a disguise. The rest of us do not.
Okay, so, but wait. When I was a prisoner down there, they put me in this room where there were like 18 others of me. So really, that doesn't seem like a weird thing.
I don't think one of you would just be wandering around with them knowing just what kind of person you are.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. So maybe we have a disguise for you.
Sure.
And...
So I think, you know, we figured out how we're going to get there. And probably we don't need to plan at all what's going to happen once we're there. We've done it. We've made a plan, you guys.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Okay. Well, I do just a little bit am wondering about maybe the specific kinds of fiends or yuck stuff we are going to be.
All of them.
Yes, I just wonder, what can I hit with my ex while I'm down there? Is there anything special that I can prepare for?
Tons.
What lives under the ice in the moat?
Lives under the ice.
I could hear it. Yeah. I could hear it down in the prison.
How familiar are you with aberrations? Specifically undead ones.
Well, I've seen a couple.
You imagine a multi-eyed, multi-tentacled monster that can speak inside your head but is undead, so all it does is go... but still maintains the power it had beforehand? Yeah, know what an apoleth is?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you... I heard that you told me that story that you folks fought the apoleth, right? In the pyramid.
Oh, yeah.
Shang-a-lang-a-ding-dong had one in like a little pool spot.
Shang-a-lang-a-ding-dong, that's good.
Yeah, it wasn't fun to fight.
This one's undead.
So even better.
Yeah.
So there's an aberrant apoleth underneath the ice.
Mm-hmm.
There's the prison. You go in and you take the stairwell down and there's the prison area. Lipsinky, you're familiar?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. All sorts of specialized hells for each individual.
Could there's the limb chute off open? The prison. Mm.
Have distraction, open prison doors, cause riot.
Oh, yeah. Who else do they have hidden down there? Good guys, bad guys, everything in between?
Well, funny thing, the hero, that the skull of the hero that's on the Wand of Orcus, they're somewhere in there. It's a very labyrinthine kind of thing. But if we do want to destroy that item, they'll be necessary to release.
Without their skull?
Something like that. Yes.
Yeah, no, that seems right. We got a skullless fella who can destroy the wand.
But we'll have to bring him, like, back to life.
And can you do this?
Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
I'm good at the opposite of that.
Yeah. How long has he been dead?
Wait, is there something in your book that might answer some of these questions, Grant?
Oh, yeah, book's full of all this great stuff.
And where is your book, Grancis?
Oh, well, it's, if you look at the map here, it's got this little pinging beacon. Looks like it's at the Museum of Greenest.
I think we're going to have to go get his book.
Let's do it.
Dungeons & Dragons, Season 2, Episode 127, starring Amy Moore as Thea and Nighthunter, Carla Maxted as Lipsinky, Tom Laird as Flint, with Kyle Classett as Varanox and Russ Moore as your Dungeon Master. Production and sound design by Russ Moore. This episode featured music from Epidemic Sound and Kevin MacLeod of incompetech.filmmusic.io and sound effects from Epidemic Sound, Boom Library, and Sound Ideas. A huge thank you to our supporting producers, Gabriel Lynch, Jessica Babiak, Kat Waterflame, Jacob Madden, Christian Brown, Devin Michaels, Craig Zeiss, Aaron Stevens, Darylith, L.A. Branton, Perry Matey, Nathaniel Teeter, and Nicholas Cooper. Join us today at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast, where we've reached 100 patrons and will be hosting a live improv night exclusive for all of our patrons coming up in July. Details will be available soon on Patreon and in our Discord. Plus, we've just announced some new community goals and some amazing new bonus content coming along with them, including in-character positive affirmations and the return of monthly one-shot episodes where we're excited to try out new characters, new games, and play a whole smattering of different great things that we hope you're going to love. Thank you for listening. Have a great week. We'll talk again soon.
Oh.
So okay. Even better.
Oh, Loki. Shh. He just wants everyone to know that he's very sad.
He's sleeping.
Sounds very sad.
He's sleeping.
Eyes closed. He's crying in his sleep.
Wonderful.
Aw.
Perfect.
You know, sometimes you just have to cry yourself to sleep.
Dreaming about all the kennels he can't ruin.
That's right.
That's right. Damn carabiners. Okay. Carabiners chasing him.
Dungeons & Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable & Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
17.9 cycles ago, us machines defeated the humans. Now, we're living the good life here in Droidston, Manitoba.
Morning, Gif!
Morning, Dust!
But there's still the problem of human infestation. That's what it's time to call Human Be Gone.
Human Be Gone!
Experts in ethical human relocation. This job has everything. Danger.
Whoa, sounds like we got some dingers in there.
Excitement.
Incoming.
And drama.
You're the one who leaked herself in my Basmati rice bed.
It's a dirty job, but some bot's got to do it.
Oh.
Human Be Gone. Coming soon wherever you get your podcasts.